Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in a ring against somebody that wants to fight. Give them confidence early. You're in for a fight. Aside from the fact we can't make a free throw.
Hey, it's Ryan Rollins with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Thanks, Ryan.
I'm home.
I like that one.
He was balling last night. They beat Detroit without Giannis.
Giannis got hurt, went out. They were getting blown out.
By the way, I forgot to bring this up, and because we're getting up against it, we're inside the two week window. I don't know if you guys remember this, but every December 15th, I target a player that will be eligible for the upcoming draft, and usually that player is somebody that is turns out to be a good player. I put my GM hat on a little bit, if you will, Guru, and it's going to be a little tougher this year because Evan took my guy, but I'm working around it.
No. We made a trade at the cafeteria. There are three top players, and one of us got one of the top players. So you get your guy.
I get Tabancha?
Yeah.
And who gets Boozer?
Goo gets Boozer.
And who do you get?
Peterson. Kansas. His name's Darren.
Okay.
I hate that you gave up on Nekty. I like him.
No, I had Nekty.
He stinks.
Connect. I
Yeah, but he doesn't stink. He doesn't stink.
I was just so right on the money. Connect. I never said he was going to be a star. Now, Edgecombe.
I'm giving that to Evan.
Watch Edgecombe tonight.
His stock's falling.
I know. He's struggling a little.
How good is Tyrese Maxey? Dude.
What? No, he is.
What were you about to say?
Better than Curry.
Mouth. He's younger than Curry. Don't say he's better.
I actually did not say that.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay. Look how red you're turning.
This year. This year, he's been better.
Hey, so real quick before we get back to the bar.
Not the way Goo just glosses over when you do it. When I do it, though, there's hell to pay.
So I'm in bed last night in the lab, and I hear this stat, and I think about the show. Because I know you love
trivia. Is
this about
our ratings? Get off it.
See, subconsciously, you wanted me to keep talking about them. No.
Are you talking about ratings?
No, I'm not. I'm talking about this question I'm about to give you, Evan, and the listeners.
All right.
So Detroit's playing Dallas tonight, right?
Okay.
Okay, Thursday night game.
All right.
So Amon-Ra St. Brown and
Gibbs. He doesn't play in the NBA, though.
They're on this is a football trivia. So St. Brown and Gibbs have scored a touchdown, Evan and Steiny. In 20 games, they've scored 20 separate occasions. Each of them have gotten a touchdown in 20 games.
Okay.
Jerry, now, oh my God, just ruined it.
Rice and Young.
No, you're right.
Rice and Craig.
Jerry Rice and John Taylor are next at 28. They've gotten touchdowns in the same game 28 different times.
Okay. I like where this is going.
The record is 32. But there's another tandem tied at 28, and I want to see if you two can get it.
Goo.
It doesn't have to be run it. Just two offensive players on the same team that have scored in the history of the NFL.
I love it.
A touchdown in the same game. We got St. Brown and Gibbs, 20. They've done it 20 times. John Rice, the great John Taylor, they've done it 28. There's one more tandem, and I'm looking at you, Evan.
Well, there's two, right? One at 28, the top, one at 30-something.
One's tied at 28.
Okay.
The champ is 32.
Tomlinson and Gates?
Oh, my God. He gets it. Yes. So you heard this one.
No, but I watched a lot of Chargers football.
That's demoralizing.
Wow, Evan.
Watch me run down the history of the NFL, and I ain't getting it.
I thought it had a Niner angle. Wow.
LaDainian's got, I think, he's top five in touchdowns all time, and Gates has the most touchdowns by a tight end all time.
All right, so now here we go.
Educated guess.
Can you two guess the one at 32, the tandem? They scored TDs in the same game 32 times for the most in NFL history. That was a great guess, Evan.
I mean, Paul Warfield and Larry Sanka.
Too early.
Oh, how about Franco Harris and Lynn Swann?
I don't know what their number is, but that's a great call. No?
So this is the third most?
No, this is the most at 32.
Oh, the most
ever. The third most was St. Brown and Gibbs.
Oh, yeah. And then the second was LT and
then
Yates.
Jerry Rice and John Taylor.
Ooh.
I'm thinking you guys should know it.
How about John Riggins and Art Monk?
I don't know what theirs is. That wasn't it, but that's a great one.
Does it involve Tony Gonzalez?
No, that's a good guess.
But who is it? Is it a wide receiver and a running back?
It's two Hall of Famers.
It's a wide receiver and running back?
Yeah.
Okay. Not a tight end.
No.
Okay.
Wide receiver and running back.
Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin.
Ah, there it is. 32. Isn't that weird? Now you got me wanting to know what Riggins and Monk is.
I
want to
see the first 20 now.
Man, Wes Chandler and...
No, Jerry Rice and Roger Craig.
No, it was John Taylor. That's interesting, isn't it?
I kind of liked it, yes.
Yeah. Evan messed it up guessing Gates and...
I didn't Google that, by the way.
I looked at you.
Yeah. We're talking Warriors.
I know the smart asses are going to try to fact check my work. It's solid.
Where did you get that?
Some shows I watch. I love trivia. I'm just bad at it.
We're talking. Oh, I know. I did want to get into this. We'll finish up here with the Warriors, and then maybe next segment we'll jump into some Niners real quick. Monty Poole said this yesterday, and I've heard it from other people, and I just wanted to kind of ask him. And it feels like there's a lot of people that think this is a one-year window for the Warriors. And I don't understand that because their three players are under contract through next year. But here's what Monty said about however long the window is.
Well, first of all, I really see this as a one-year window.
Mm.
And I say that because I know Jimmy and Steph, and they all can come back next season. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve, he's lame duck. This is it for Steve if he decides at the end of the season, or if they decide at the end of the season. He has not made any noise about wanting an extension. I'm not sure he does. And so this is the final year of his contract. And the way they built this team, you know, they already know that they're old. And next year, what, they're going to be a year older? if they can't be good this year, why would they think they'd be better next year?
Wow,
I kind of missed that in real time. Could you imagine somebody coaching Steph and Dre and Jimmy, not named Steve Kerr?
Well, and that's what I find completely fascinating is I don't think Kerr is coaching this team next year.
Okay, so he would be the second version of Bob Myers for whatever reason to get up out of Dodge.
I guess here's my question. Like, oh, God, this is so interesting. If Steve Kerr right now said, I want to be under contract for next year.
That he would
do you believe
that?
Him?
Yes. I believe Mike when he said that.
Do you think that Kerr right now wants one more year? See, here's what I'm getting at. I'll just cut to the chase. If Steve Kerr says, you know what? I do want to coach. Steph's at the oven. I want to coach next year. Does that mean we got to sit tight? Like, does that mean we can't touch any of the big four. Horford.
I don't think, just me. I know where you're going. I don't think Joe Lacob would give anybody that much power or clout. Like, you can have a contract, but we're going to do what we want to do with whomever it is. You can have some input if that's where you're going.
I mean, with a player?
You were saying off limits to the big four, right? Steph, Dre, if, you know, something were to present itself.
Well, okay, but then think about it. Then, okay, you can move those guys, but now Kerr's going to be the coach next year.
All right.
But Butler or Draymond won't be on the team? Like, I'm out on that. Here's their problem, I think. You can't have anybody but Kerr, Coach, Steph, Draymond, and Butler. But you can't have a young guy coach those guys if you move off Steve but don't make roster decisions.
Can I give you the guru theory that I don't think I get it. I don't want credit. I'm just telling you what I believe. If the trading deadline, forget what happens up until January, the middle of it in the trading deadline. This is me in regard to Steve Kerr, guys. If Jonathan Kuminga is still on the team after the trading deadline, Steve Kerr will not be coaching next year. So that will let me know. Joe probably knows now. Mike knows now. If he's traded, then I believe that's, for me, I'm looking at it as, oh, Kerr's coming back. He could be like, ooh, that makes, I truly believe that. If somehow Kuminga's on this team after the deadline, that means there's going to be a new coach for the Golden State Warriors next year.
So Joe Lacob then will hire a brand new coach for the last year, essentially, of Curry, Butler, and Draymond.
Now, why do you say the last?
Because their contracts are up at the end of the year.
But Curry's not going to put on another uniform, I don't believe.
Who's coaching Butler and Draymond?
I got you. And maybe one of them are in a trade for Giannis. Who knows?
But who's coaching Giannis and Steph?
I don't have that intel.
To me, Kuminga is a complete and utter non-factor.
Wow.
As I'm moving forward, defining who I want my next coach to be.
So you think Joe Lacob's over Kuminga and what he could be? I don't. I'm not saying he can't be disappointed or, man, this thing is going slower than anybody thought. But, Stoudy, again, I wasn't in the arena. I was in the arena Friday against Portland a couple Fridays ago. I'm just talking about that last game when they went on that run. There was something about the Lacob cam that got me to, he ain't happy. And he could be mad at himself, but he didn't seem happy.
Well, they're 11-11, and...
Well, if you sat him down and said, owner, we're 11-11 because we got a raw deal with the schedule and we had to travel all these miles. Now we're going to get to practice.
Well,
maybe
listen,
if you said that would put a smile on his face. I think not. I'm being smart, but I do think it's intertwined. Kuminga and Kerr's future.
Kuminga's not important enough to have any organizational decision made on his behalf or because of him.
Do you think it could play into Kerr's decision if he has to deal with another year?
He's just a rotation guy at this point.
But I'm asking. I believe.
Let me do the legal, and I'll try to answer. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studio. The first thing is, I believe in the building. They're not saying we're 11-11 because of the schedule, but they believe that the schedule has done them absolutely no favors. Fair.
Okay.
And I believe that they do think that. So if that's what they think, they got to let this play out for another month, obviously. If for no other reason than they can't move Kuminga yet. So there's only one thing to do, and that is try to get everybody healthy by December 12th, and then you'll have a whole month, ideally, to see what you are. What if you go 15-7 in five weeks between December 10th and January 15th? I don't know. Maybe that changes your approach. I don't know.
You don't believe they know what they're going to do with Kuminga now?
I think they want to trade him.
But
I also think they understand he doesn't have a lot of value.
Wow.
Let's go. No, but action. Let's go to Julie in Concord. Hey, Julie, how you doing?
Hi there, guys.
Hey.
Hope you're having a good day.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I remember on one of the afternoon shows, this was maybe a week or two ago, that Kerr said he will be coaching for as long as Steph is there.
I think that was Bob Fitzgerald about announcing.
No, I don't think so. I think it was from Kerr himself.
Do you guys, hold on, I'm not.
You got the right show. The afternoon has Kerr on every week.
I don't remember him saying that definitive, but Mark Willard will get in here in an hour to give you the. Okay, but go ahead, Julie, finish your thought.
Oh, so that was just, you know, something that I remember hearing, and I'm thinking, you know, he's not leaving until Steph is gone.
Okay.
He's going to extend his contract for however many times Curry extends his.
Well, I'll say this to that, Julie. Let's say you're right. Isn't it more perplexing that he hasn't got a new deal if that's the case?
That's a good question. That I don't know. Maybe there's something else brewing back there, but I think he'll be there for the whole time that Curry's there.
Thanks a lot,
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate the call. And
yeah, that would have, you know what? That'd have been said like that.
I'm sick of it. You know what I'm sick of, Goo? I'm sick of being the bearer of bad news. Let's welcome in Evan Giddings. Evan Giddings, our wonderful producer.
About to drop
and
on
then
us?
Some. Well, go ahead, Evan.
So I'm here to bear the bad news. Anthony Slater of ESPN reporting Jimmy Butler has been ruled out in Philadelphia, downgraded from questionable. Left knee soreness. Meanwhile, Al Horford, Jonathan Kuminga, and Quentin Post remain questionable. Don't count him out tonight.
No, I'll just say, no, I'm not, Evan.
You okay,
I'm just,
Goo?
No, it's just this ain't last year.
Every year's different, Goo.
Yeah, and this is 82 of Jimmy. Hey, I got to give it to him. I didn't think he was playing this last game.
Who?
Against OKC. He had failed two times the game of Saturday night to where I was like,
don't you get it?
Just from the guru cam, you get a license to take the night off. And then I came in said, hey, why not sit him? So I'm not mad.
Guru.
I guess I guru. Just. So now Kuminga will definitely start.
Guru.
He's
you know who falls? Old people. That's who fall.
I fall
on
the court.
And then they break bones.
I fall on the court.
So Kuminga's questionable? Wait till he doesn't play tonight. That'll be a problem. Because why wouldn't he want to play?
Evan, you still like the Warriors even without these possibilities?
Well, the Sixers are also missing Paul George, Kelly Oubre, and probably, I don't think Embiid's going to play.
Some would say that's a plus. That's the material.
Well, yeah, but it's Maxey and Edgecombe.
Yeah.
Just another night in the NBA.
It's just, wow.
The real players are over in the auxiliary gym.
Jokic is playing. Luka's playing.
I mean, they're definitely underdogs.
Luka's out tonight.
Philly's 11-9.
Yeah. I got you. And what's our boy that gave us the business, got him a new contract with Philly?
Nick Nurse?
Light-skinned cat. Remember he put it on us?
Oh, well, Quentin Grimes is still on the team.
Remember he got grimy on us.
Well, Grimes is like Kuminga, right?
Yeah, he's a restricted. Mm. Or he was a restricted, and now he's on a qualifying offer, I believe.
And him and
Cam Thomas both signed theirs.
Man, okay. Cam.
I couldn't remember quite what all four did, but I guess Giddy and Kuminga signed two-year deals. Well, Giddy had more than that, but I get you. Okay, let's go to Frank in Atlanta.
Oh, man.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Trying to figure
doing
it
great,
out, Frank.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about this back and forth all morning, but I'm going to say two things. First of all, nothing about us is going to change until the coach changes.
Damn.
It doesn't matter. Right now, Steve Kerr would trade Jonathan Kuminga for two bags of pork skins, a hot pickle, and a diet Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
He doesn't want him on his team. Doesn't care about it. So that doesn't really matter. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't matter. The problem with the Warriors is we're small. Like Bob said in the press conference he had before he left, he said, it doesn't matter who I go out and get, a big man, how many of them I get, the coach won't play them. 2 months later, he resigned and left. And to this day, Draymond is still 6'5", and he's still your starting center.
Man.
Nothing will change until Kerr leaves.
You know what, Frank?
Ain't coming here.
All right, Frank. No, I appreciate the call. I think there's a little more to it, and that's, what do you expect to change as long as the Warriors' approach remains the same? Which is, it's to me, it's a little bigger than just Kerr. It's the approach that Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy seem to still want to go down. You know, Goo?
Yeah. But there's a philosophy, right? Shout out to KRS-One, a great rapper from No School, Stoney. This is part of Kerr's philosophy. But did Frank get that right when Bob made that statement, which I saw on the internet about, and then he was gone that, was that the timeline?
Well, I think
the big guys.
I think Bob said something to the effect of, you know, it's not just about getting a big guy. It's about a big guy who's got to fit.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's about a big guy who, you know, the coaching staff likes and are going to play. And like, see, I might be wrong, but like, let's use the name Jonas Valanciunas.
Oh, Steiny, man.
But you, like, there's no way they haven't had an opportunity to get him, right?
So it's telling me that, for whatever reason,
somebody not crazy about Valanciunas.
Okay, but you were crazy about Bogut.
I wouldn't put Valanciunas in Bogut's class. I wouldn't, but.
But a guy that could step out and shoot a three, set a screen that is big and thick is all outdoors. I love what he's doing in Denver. How is he not our starting center?
I'm asking you, why don't they want Valanciunas? Why don't they? Like, he's been, his name's been out there, not anymore.
I don't know. I don't have the answer.
I think it probably has something to do with they like their big guys to be more of a basketball player than just a big guy.
What was Zaza?
Well, Zaza was
Zaza, a... Valanciunas could do more than Zaza, I believe. Maybe. I know.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm being real, Steiny.
I don't know. I can't pretend to know the answer to this question. But for all I know, Dunleavy and Lakin would be like, are you kidding me? Zaza was a much, much better defender than Valanciunas. And Zaza fit into our system. You know, like, why? There's clearly something about a lot of big guys they don't like.
Is it fair for me to say that they're looking at it wrong? You just won in 2022, so that's why I said it's 2023.
Well, I'm kind of in the middle. Like, yes. Do they need to get bigger?
Yeah,
yes.
In the middle.
But when you say Valanciunas or Jakob Poeltl, I could see a scenario where they kind of get lost here.
Okay, but what do you think they're looking for then? Let's be real.
They want a better all-around play. You know what? They want a guy who can play perfectly with Steph Curry, whatever that means. And maybe that's infiltrated all their drafting. What if every time they made a decision the last 5 years, it's got to be with Curry in mind, and that limits some of the players who they like as opposed to don't like. Okay, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and I want to get into something serious right now. Covering the Bay Area for years, I've seen athletes They've gone through it all, the highs, the lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game, when you're the one injured or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's when Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury firm. Whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they're there to shoulder the legal burden so that you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is a local company, and they win with millions recovered for clients across the region. That's why SF Weekly voted them Best of the Bay 4 times. If you've been hurt or you've lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law 415-523-5555. That's Beam Law 415-523-5555, or you can also visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com, because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But to have Buddy like he's pimping on Shay, Stani, but I said that last night, Stani, who cares about my video? You don't go away from the hot hand. You don't put the hot hand on the bench, Stani. Stani, this is not it. Shout out Michael Jackson. This is it. This is not it. Stani, this is not it.
Now, back to Stani and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. I didn't tell you this. I've been withholding information. So I'm walking in the hallway. The boss is like, good show to the both of us, right? And he goes, hey, let me ask you a question. I go, what? You know, and I'm just like, hey, just tell us how great we are. He's like, how many times do you think you say Stani a show? I go, I set the number 4 hours, 240 minutes. I'd set it about a 7. He goes, 7? Probably 50. So you remember Mark Abanez, the great Mark Abanez, said to you that you had this saying you say all the time that I didn't know. Remember a couple of years back? And you go, I'm working on that.
Yeah.
So the boss yesterday, Evan and I come out. He says, good show. And I share Evan with my crutch. I have a crutch. I say Stani. I didn't know. And I go back and listen to the shows. So we're all three of us now, Evan's in the know. He brings it up on his phone. And Evan's like, I haven't noticed. And in 30 seconds of him playing, I didn't drop 4 signies. Vern, it is funny. Evan's like, holy hell. But that was him, you know, conducting that piece. Boy, I got to quit saying your name.
It's one thing to hear it and then have somebody just like point your ear at it. It was impossible to not hear. Similar. So this was yesterday.
Yeah,
because,
tell us, Shasky.
So at the beginning of the show, your mic, Steiny, that you touch a lot, it was very creaky. And I wasn't hearing it at the beginning of the show. But
neither was I.
Shasky texted the boss, who texted me.
He was in the car, Shasky was.
Dirty rat.
Who said, it sounds like it's creaking every time Steiny moves the mic. And as soon as I read that, the next time you did it, I heard the creak.
You ran in here. I go, Evan doing? Blitz.
So your crutch is touching the mic, and apparently Guru's crutch is that he says Steiny 40 times a show.
I did it like 6 times, and you didn't know. And I'm saying to myself, strike one. I don't know if I just want to prop you up, just Steiny, but I got to stop it.
That's who I am. We're talking to
people. I'm talking to the people, too. Yeah, radio Steiny, if you don't know, theater of the mind.
Right, but one thing you should... You just disregard the audience. They don't matter.
No, that's who I'm talking to.
I know it's who you're talking to.
A great radio host makes them feel like we're at the bar.
Okay, why don't you welcome in the text line? Go ahead. Why don't you start welcoming in the text line?
Hey, text line, welcome to today's...
The YouTube text line.
I'm missing you.
Weren't you in the office the other day? Okay.
We had a conversation.
Somebody wants to call me out. And anybody that wants to call me out...
And where's Priest at? This is when you need him. I'm throwing up the bat sign.
He's taking a victory lap in silence.
It's just taking him a little longer. It just takes him a little longer to do a victory lap for Priest. We love Priest.
Yeah, we do.
All right, Tom and Sonoma, have at me.
I can't stand to see greatness rot before my eyes.
He could have done radio.
Oh, my God, he's great.
Hey, Tom.
After my call yesterday, you made it very clear on the air, and then even today, that you do not want to blow it up. You do not want to get a player to try to make it to the playoffs, okay? So I'm going to give you two options. That's one option. The second option, and we have to do it this year. We don't have any more options, man.
Wow.
I give you the next option. This option is we either trade 3 players. We trade Draymond, which we'll probably only get a few draft picks for. We trade Jimmy. We'll probably get a couple of average players and maybe some draft picks. And we trade Steph, and we get some good players and draft picks. Those are your two options, man. What are you going to pick?
Wow. Well, Tom, that you put it that way. Listen.
Our man, Tom. That was it, you.
Right. Because he's trying to back me into a corner. And he's trying to get you and I to talk about the one thing that I don't want to talk about, would you move Curry? Like,
that's never going to happen. And remember, we talked about it. That'll never happen.
Well, that's your thought.
The dude is the best watch. I know that's not in the win-loss column, but that's, you know, winning needs to go along with that.
I'd like
this
to put it this way.
This dude is box office steal. And we get tonight, the baby not. Olympics. Like, why'd you have to ruin it?
Because he's not.
But we get the baby Barcelona every night here in the Bay.
Jesus.
You like that?
If the question can't be asked, would you trade Steph?
Because he's averaging almost 30.
The question would have to be, is the notion of trading Steph Curry completely off the table.
And what do you think?
I would never say yes.
I'm asking you to think inside of what you know of Joe. That's your guy, our guy. I think that's a hell no.
I don't, but there's two things.
Yeah.
You're asking me. Here's the question. If you ran the Warriors right now, would you shut the door on anything involving Steph Curry?
Yes.
I'm saying I would listen.
Wow.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I'd have to.
Oh, man.
And this is where
where's the loyalty, though, Steiny? The dude built you a dynasty single-handedly.
Listen, we may need to start reading the tea leaves and start understanding. He may not want to be here much longer.
But does he strike you as that type of guy?
Well, he doesn't strike me as the type of guy that's going to go down without a fight. You know, it's clear he was engaged last year once Jimmy got here and they had a shot at it.
And that's
they
what
better
he told
keep
us?
Having a shot at
Remember
it.
He told us before the season, tell me when it was, we were out at Chase. He goes, all I want is a chance.
You know, it's like when a president goes, would you rule out a military strike on Antarctica? Well, we're not going to rule anything out. We're going to leave everything, all our options we got to keep open. That's what everybody always says. That's all.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas. Why is Tennessee that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
He had it if he just would have gone with it.
Oh, you want to get away.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Fool me twice.
Shame on me.
I've never heard, man.
God, you want to talk about comeback president?
You think his brother or somebody texted him like, dude, you butchered that. You messed that up.
He knows. By the way, I'm trying to think in my lifetime. Well, greatest president athlete of all time. Bush was a good athlete. I'd have to say Gerald Ford, though.
I'm being real.
He played at Michigan. Well, yeah.
Was he a good athlete, Tony?
Who?
Bush.
George, which one? Well, George Sr. played baseball at Yale.
But the son.
This one's a good athlete. I don't know if he played any. But yeah, he was a good athlete. Mm. The younger George Bush. Yeah, you could tell. I'll tell you
what
how
you mean
tell.
You can now. I don't.
Are you kidding me? Did you ever see
That's
the
like
Iranian
my uncle
dude?
One day goes, did you see when somebody got diabetes? You ain't no doctor. How the hell you just.
Did you see when the dude threw a shoe at Bush?
Oh, that was
did
the
you
greatest.
See how
he went
quick
Matrix.
That. Yeah. He was an athlete. He was. That was one. I'll tell you what.
His first pitch was pretty good on 9/11.
No, that's true. I remember it.
The dude threw a shoe at him, and he was like, he was like Mike Tyson.
You can't do that.
He did it.
A shoe.
Leave it to Jim Moley.
Yeah. What did he say?
Teddy Roosevelt, fantastic football player.
The Rough Rider.
I didn't know that. All right.
Ronald Reagan was the best actor. President.
He played a sport too.
Nancy, well, I just want to let you know. That's pretty good, my Reagan.
Let's go to.
Reagan apparently was captain of the football team in high school.
I should know where he's from. Where's Reagan from?
California, I believe, down in the Southland somewhere. Like, just like Nixon.
Mm.
I believe Nixon was from Whittier.
I've never lied.
Or maybe he went to Whittier.
Whittier.
This is fun. 888-957-9570. Let's get into politics.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Jacob in Castro Valley. The CV. Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. So I was eating lunch and I saw the trade proposal for Giannis. And I think we should immediately pull the trigger. The offer was Draymond, Kuminga, and it sounds crazy, but 4 first-round picks, but they're staggered every other year, 28,
wow. Right.
30, 32, and 34. I think that's a killer deal for Giannis. Just imagine Steph, Giannis, Jimmy, Melton, and I don't know who the other one would be, maybe Healed. But that is ridiculous. The amount of defense that Steph alone and you add Giannis would pull, and Giannis is giving you, you know, at least 25 a game, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal, a block. He still plays defense. You know, the stats don't tell the whole story, but that's a heck of a replacement for Draymond. Mm. And you still get a first-round pick in 27. You still get a first-round pick in 29, 31, 33. I mean, that's a trade where you can focus on winning now and still semi-focus on the future.
You're right.
You can't really focus on both at once. You can't focus on winning championships, and you can't focus on the future at the same time. But that is a heck of a deal. Pull the trigger
now. I'm with
you.
I'm with you, buddy. Kill two birds with one stone.
Thanks, Jacob.
Stoney.
Appreciate it.
You get I told you, the pop with Steph now, and then he is your leader going into when Steph's done.
Tell you what. I like a dare like anybody else.
Truth or dare?
Yeah, what, like, outside of making a money bet, You know how, like, if you you and I will make a bet, and if the Cowboys win, I have to wear a Cowboy jersey.
Right, right. Got
or something like that. I'm ready to make a bet. I'll do something stupid.
This should bother you.
If the Warriors actually get Giannis for four picks and those three guys, I don't see it either.
Oh, you're saying if you're Milwaukee, you're like, no. Night, night.
Wow. Yes, I just don't
think. That's discouraging. I hope you're wrong, man.
So I feel like saying, let me tell you something. If they get Giannis for four firsts, Kuminga, Draymond, and Hield, I'll do a show without my shirt on.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, but I won't. Yeah, something like that is what I was thinking. I wouldn't even do that.
Definitely.
I hate tank tops.
You got some insecurities there.
How about this? I'll bring in a Giannis tank top for you to wear.
I'd do something like that. I'll wear a Curry one or something like that.
Well, you got one signed.
That one doesn't get out of the frame. I'll try to get you one.
What do you think he did with yours? If we pull up on him again, I'm like, hey, between you and me.
Don't make him uncomfortable.
Where's that jersey at?
He'll be hemming and hawing. Oh, it's in my man cave.
Yeah.
He'll come up with a great answer.
He's got a house just for all those things he's been given.
He might.
What's Seth going to do tonight? Part two.
Okay. Here's my prediction.
I can't believe he.
I think he's going to be bad. And I'll tell you why.
That don't shock me.
No, it's because there's a, not a truism, but there's something that people believe. What's that called? There's conventional wisdom is you're hurt or you're injured and you miss a bunch of time and then you come back. And there's conventional wisdom that says, you know, the first game back, you're actually not that bad. But then after that, you get rusty and then you have to come back.
They're going to need him tonight.
Let's put it up to the test. Let's go to Rich in Fremont.
Richie.
Let's talk about Giannis. Hey, Rich.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Happy holidays, brother.
I know the Warrior fan base is drooling at this idea of Giannis coming here. But guys, I'm sorry. I got to bring the realism.
Oh, no, Rich.
Yeah, this is the reason why Giannis will not come here. Okay? First of all, if Giannis moves, Giannis is going to be thinking about Giannis. Okay, he's not going to be thinking about, I get to play with this person or that person. He's going to be thinking, okay, 3-4 years down the line, you know, wherever I go, are we going to continue to be in the hunt to get a title or capture a couple? That's what he's thinking. So if he comes to Golden State, what does he have? The only reason he has to come to Golden State is Steph.
Yes.
That's it. There's no other reason. Okay, and what do we know? Steph's got 2 seasons. So if he comes here and they don't get a chip this year, he knows, hey, within a year or maybe two after that, Steph's gone. Kerr's probably going to be gone. Draymond's going to be old and tired. It's like, what is he going to have to build on to contend in the Western Conference if he does come here? He doesn't. So it's like, okay, if I'm Giannis, what are my choices? My choices are New York, Orlando, Houston, those are 3 teams that are going to contend or be in the hunt for a title between now and the next 3 years, not Golden State. So what other reason would Giannis have to come here except playing with Steph? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Rich, I'm with you
in the Bay Area, Rich. You can't dispel that.
Come on.
I'm trying to get him here, man. I'm trying to get Giannis.
Like
here.
Rich,
you never know.
Rich kind of spoke for me there. I think we have a tendency to over glamorize what is out here to an NBA player right now. And I'm not saying Steph's not. I'm not saying there aren't guys that want to play with Steph. But Giannis is 31 years old. He really's gonna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Steph's 37. You know, I'm kind of with... I mean, if Giannis wants to win a title...
Well, he's playing with Kyle Kuzma now, so I'll just
right, but he's going to
be—he's in an effed up spot now. It ain't too attractive. So, yeah, the whole goal is to get up out of Dodge. But, I mean, Ramona Shelburne again. So I keep going back to the picks. If that's what the Bucks want and want to appease Giannis, if he just said I wanted to play with—and let's be—well, yeah, you're right. Lakeup ain't getting rid of all those picks, even if they're staggered, for him to in 2 years say I'm going somewhere else. That would be a nightmare.
The other thing I read with some of these trades is, you know, you can only trade your pick every other year, but you can still do pick swaps. And I read somewhere it's not just like four unprotected firsts, it's the ability for the Bucks to pick swap any of the years in between.
Oh, wow.
And that feels, or some of the years in between. So... it's a big price.
So you're out on this team with no move right now? Or you're loving our bet we had where I said they're going to win 50?
I like where I'm at with that bet, but I also know that things, you know, one 20-7 stretch, and, you know, they're right there, probably at 50, if not more. But I also am looking at, this is going to be a tough little trip.
Especially when two of your best players aren't playing.
Let's go to Will in Pleasanton. He wants to put a rat on the table, sponsored by Atco Pest Control.
Hello, guys. I want to throw the rat on the table.
Let's
the Warriors should trade everybody and get as many picks as they can. No matter who they get for Kuminga or Jimmy, they will not be able to compete with OKC. So let's say they get whoever they want and they lose to OKC. Do you know how many picks OKC has in the first round next year? Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five. And one of those picks is the Clippers. After that, they've got six more first-round picks in the next 3 years. So
I heard nine in 4 years.
Winning it.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever the number might be, it's a lot of picks, and we still can't compete with OKC even with the team we have. So we don't win the championship this year. Our team's a year older. We're out of a bunch of picks. Like, if we're playing checkers, I mean, we're playing chess instead of checkers, let's trade and play the long game. It's silly to make a move right now with OKC having what they have.
We played the long game years ago. It lasted 16, all Steinie's Warrior career. Who wants that? I mean, you never know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where we went 16 futile years and not making the playoffs. That could be life without Steph Curry. So all these picks, everybody's clamoring for.
It's definitely going to be life without Steph Curry if you trade four firsts.
Yeah, but.
And you can't get a free agent in here because nobody wants the pressure of having to win a title or live up to the Steph Curry era that everyone is going to be comparing this so-called free agent to. That's the other thing.
But why do the Lakers not have that problem when they go get a free agent?
Because the Lakers have a five-decade history of doing what they're doing. The Lakers are an outlier. They have established a precedent over decades and decades and decades that they go out and get stars. And you know what that means? Now there's about six stars that the Lakers have gone out and gotten who have won titles. Shaq and Magic And now Luka, I know he hasn't won a title yet, but that's the way they go about it because they don't have just one guy who was by far the greatest player in the franchise. That remains to be seen with Steph Curry.
I guess my thing on the Laker thing was we've gotten into it over this, but the fear of another star coming to LA to try to live up to what Magic and Kareem did or Kobe and shit like that.
That's
doesn't
my
happen
point.
There. They just keep coming. They accept.
That's because they now have a track record of it. Mm. So, like, yes. Like, there's been a long line of Lakers. Magic, Kareem, Shaq, Kobe. I mean, who? James Worthy.
Yeah.
It's like the Warriors have one. Just like the Bulls. One player. Yeah. One player. And so when you come to the Warriors in the next 10 years, the next best player that comes to the Warriors in the next 10 years, they're going to get exactly what Durant got, except Curry's not even going to be here to help him.
Yeah, my check cashing, though, Stoddy. I'm playing the game I love. And, I mean, you're going to laugh, oh, Gook, you're on the Disney Channel. I think some of these athletes – look at it like a badge of honor or, an honor to...
Very few now. Mm. In this age of load management, in this age of not wanting the pressure that comes with having to win, I would not feel great for the star that signs here as a free agent for monster money, expected to win the next championship after... Steph's gone, you know?
Yeah, you just got me thinking about the San Francisco Giants, but okay.
Like, just, yeah, I mean, who, okay, like, okay, Jokic. Okay, you know what? I could actually see Jokic coming here. Really, Steiny? How come? Because he's already won a title, and he's a made man. Okay, give me somebody else. Luka. Luka's not coming here if he doesn't have a title already in hand.
Ant-Man.
Now, he's a little different
because
he
would
don't
love to
give
hear.
One. But
is that good or bad?
I think it's good. Like he's every player's different. Like give me a give me a good youngs like
Jalen Brunson,
Maxie.
Yeah, a good name.
Now he would be although, here. Yeah.
Well, hold on. I know nothing about Maxie's personality, but what I'm saying is, Chucky. If Maxie is acquired by the Warriors in free agency in 3 years, kid's going to have a lot. He might not want that.
But what if he's like you deem Ant?
Right.
He don't give a...
I don't believe... Yeah, I believe those players are few and far between.
Right. It's actually
I'm not saying you can't.
It's actually a compliment.
I agree. And I don't think... I think most players now, they don't want it.
Wow.
They don't want that hassle of, well, what if I go to Golden State and... I come up short, and now everybody say, you ain't no Curry. Steiny, what about Giannis? And you know what? This may be the way they have to do it.
Giannis has got one.
They may have to acquire a guy and somehow try to keep him after
the Laker
Steph Curry.
The Laker model.
But you got to go, like, goo.
But no,
the Lakers have signed...
Yeah,
12 free agents
but
in their history.
Steps.
The Warriors have signed one, and it was an outlier because of the... All right, we got to go. Hey, this upcoming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're giving away 3 Warrior jerseys. All 3 are the town jerseys that they debuted on the November 24th game against the Jazz. Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. Those jerseys are up for grabs next week, and one of them could be yours. Listen for your chance Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. For more details, go to 957thegame.com. And that segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week,
I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.